Meditations for the Stations of the Cross in the Divine Will, from the prayers and extracts of Louisa's writings. Opening prayer. My dear Mother Mary, as I behold the face of sorrowful Jesus, who is pale, sad, and tormented, there awakens in you the memory of his sufferings he is about to endure. You foresee his face covered with spittle, and you bless it, his head pierced with thorns, and his eyes blindfolded, his body lacerated by the scourges, his hands and feet pierced with the nails. And wherever he goes, you follow him with your blessings. I too wish to follow Jesus with you, so that when he is struck by the scourges, crowned with thorns, or slapped or pierced with nails, he may always find why I bless you, together with yours. I will follow you in everything and keep you faithful company. And now, my sweet Jesus, allow my heart to draw light from your heart, so that I may live only with your heart. In each offense you receive, allow me to be always ready to offer you solace, comfort, and reparation, and a continuous act of uninterrupted love. My afflicted Jesus, I offer you these Stations of the Cross in honor of your passion and death, to disarm the just anger of God for man's many sins, and for the triumph of Holy Church, the conversions of sinners, and peace in the world, for the sanctification of souls, and for the holy souls in purgatory, and to hasten the triumph of your kingdom, so that your will may be done on earth as in heaven. The first station, Jesus is condemned to death, is from the hours of the Passion, the ninth hour. Louisa relates, not knowing what else to do, and for fear of being deposed, Pilate has a basin of water brought before him, and washing his hands, he says, I am not responsible for the blood of this just man, and he condemns you to death. But the Jews cry out, may his blood fall upon us and upon our children. And in seeing you condemned, they rejoice, clap their hands, whistle and shout. And you instead, O Jesus, offer reparation for those who find themselves in high positions of authority out of vain fear and to avoid losing their places of honor, break the most sacred laws without concern for destruction may cause entire nations, and who favor the wicked while condemning the innocent. You offer reparation also for those who have, having sinned, provoked God's divine anger to punish them. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, in your most holy name, and through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we offer your most precious blood to all human generations, and we say, we adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. Because of your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. The second station, Jesus made to carry his cross, from the hours of the Passion, the tenth hour. Louisa relates, you eagerly allow the cross to be placed upon your most sacred shoulders. Oh, beloved Jesus, the cross is too light for your love, but the weight of our sins adds to it, thus making it enormous and as immense as the expanse of the heavens. And you, my weary good Jesus, feel crushed under the weight of so many sins. Your soul is horrified at their sight and experiences the pains of each sin. Your sanctity is shaken before the ugliness of so much sin. And the cross weighs upon your shoulders. You stagger, you pant, and a mortal sweat passes through your most sacred humanity. Oh, Jesus, my love, I do not have the heart to leave you alone. I want to share the weight of the cross with you, to comfort you in bearing the weight of our sins. I cling to your feet. And in the name of all creatures, I love you for those who do not love you. I praise you for those who despise you. I bless you, I thank you, and I obey you. on behalf of all. I promise to offer you my entire being in reparation for any offense you may receive. I console you with my kisses and a continuous acts of love to offer you my loving acts in reparation for the offensive acts souls thrust upon you. But I realize I am too wretched to be able to offer you true reparation. I need you to offer reparation in me. Therefore, I unite myself to your most sacred humanity, and with you, I unite my thoughts to your thoughts in reparation for all evil thoughts, mine and those of others. I unite my eyes to your eyes in reparation for all evil glances. I unite my mouth to your mouth in reparation for blasphemies and evil conversation. I unite my heart to your heart in reparation for all evil tendencies, desires, and affections. In a word, by uniting myself to your immense love for all and the immense good you do for all, I offer you reparation for everything your most sacred humanity in me makes reparation for. But I am not yet satisfied, as I desire to unite myself to your divinity and completely lose my entire poor being in it. In this way, give you everything. Let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ, in your most holy name, and through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we offer your most precious blood to all human generations that we say, we adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. Because of your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. The third station, Jesus falls the first time, from the hours of the Passion, the 10 a.m. hour. Louisa relates, my most patient Jesus, I see you taking the first steps under the enormous weight of the cross. I unite my steps to yours, so that when you are weak, staggering, or about to fall, and have poured forth your blood, I will be at your side to sustain you. I will place my shoulders beneath your cross and share with you its weight. Do not reject me, but accept me as your faithful companion. Oh, Jesus, you gaze at me, and in that gaze I see you offer reparation for those who do not carry their crosses with resignation, but rather they swear, get irritated, commit suicide and murder. And you implore love and resignation to the cross on behalf of all. But your pain is such that you feel crushed under the cross. You have taken only the first step and already you fall beneath it. As you fall, you bang against the rocks, and then thorns are driven deeply into your head. While all your wounds feel harrowing effects, and you pour forth new blood, and since you do not have the strength to get up, your enemies, irritated, force you to stand with kicks and shoves. My fallen love, let me help you stand. Let me kiss you, dry your blood, and offer reparation for you, for those who sin out of ignorance, anxiety, and weakness. I beseech you to help these souls. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, in your most holy name, and through the intercession of Blessed Virgin Mary, we offer your most precious blood to all human generations, and we say, we adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. Because of your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. Fourth station, Jesus meets his Blessed Mother, from the hours of the Passion, 10 a.m. hour. Louisa relates, your mother, who is searching for you like a moaning dove, wishes to offer you her last words and to receive your last gaze. You feel her sorrows as her torn heart is in your heart, both of which are moved and wounded in mutual love. You see her pushing her way through the crowd as she desires at all costs to see you, to hug you and say goodbye to you for the last time. You are profoundly transfixed upon seeing her mortal paleness and all of your sorrows reproduced in her by love. If she lives, it is only by the miracle of your omnipotence. You move your steps in her direction, but you can hardly exchange a glance. Oh, the blow that strikes your two hearts. The soldiers take notice and striking and shoving you prevent you, your mother, and you, her son, from saying their last goodbye. The torment you both experience is so overwhelming that your mother remains petrified with sorrow and is about to die. Faithful John and the pious women sustain her while you fall again under the cross. Then your sorrowful mother does with her soul what she could not do with her body. She fuses herself in you, makes the will of the Eternal One her own, and assimilating all your pains within herself, she exercises her maternal office by kissing you, offering you reparation, comforting you, and pouring the balm of her sorrowful love into all your wounds. My sorrowful Jesus, I too unite myself with our sorrowful mother, and I make all your pain and every drop of your blood my own. In each wound, I wish to act as a mother and, together with you and her, offer reparation for all dangerous encounters, for those who expose themselves to the occasion of sin or, forced by necessity to be exposed to them, remain entangled in sin. Let us pray. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in your most holy name, through the intercession of Blessed Virgin Mary, we offer your precious blood to all human generations as we say, we adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. Because of your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. The fifth station. Simon the Cyrene helps Jesus carry the cross from the hours of the Passion and 10 a.m. hour. Louisa relates, but your enemies, again, fearing that you may die under the cross, force the Cyrenian to help you carry it. Unwilling and complaining, he helps you, not out of love, but because he is obligated. Then there echoes in your heart all the complaints of those who suffer, who lack resignation, who act out of rebellion, anger, and contempt. But your sufferings increase in seeing that souls consecrated to you, whom you call to assist you and be your companions in suffering, flee from you. And if you press them tightly to yourself by allowing them to share your sorrows, oh, how they wrest themselves free from your arms and seek out pleasures, thereby leaving you alone to suffer. Oh, my Jesus, while I offer reparation to you, I beg that you hold me in your arms, hug me so tightly that there be no pain that you suffer I do not endure, so that through them I may be transformed and may make up for all the abandonment of all souls. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, in your most holy name, and through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we offer your most precious blood to all human generations, and we say, we adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. Because of your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. The sixth station. Veronica wipes the face of Jesus. It is from the hours of the Passion and 10 a.m. hour. Louisa relates, beloved Jesus, you are overcome with weariness and all bent over can hardly walk. And I see you stop and try to look. Oh, heart of mine, what is it? What are you looking for? Oh, it's Veronica, who fearless and courageous approaches you with a cloth and dries your face that is completely covered with blood. And you leave your face impressed on the cloth as a sign of your gratitude. My generous Jesus, I too want to dry your precious blood from your face, but not with a cloth. I wish to offer you my entire being to comfort you. I wish to fuse myself in your interior and requite with you. Oh, Jesus, heartbeat for heartbeat, breath for breath, affection for affection, and desire for desire. I intend to plunge my being into your most sacred intelligence and making all these heartbeats, breaths, affections, and desires flow in the immensity of your will. I intend to multiply them to infinity. I desire, beloved Jesus, to form waves of heartbeats that not one evil heartbeat may resound in your heart, and by this means relieve you of all the bitterness you experience on the inside I intend to form waves of affections and desires to care away any evil affections and desires which might even slightly sadden your heart. Still more, my beloved Jesus, I intend to form waves of breaths and thoughts to cast away any breath or thought that might cause you the least displeasure. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, in most holy name, and through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we offer your most precious blood to all human generations. And we say, we adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. Because of your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. The seventh station, Jesus falls the second time, from the hours of the Passion, the 10 a.m. hour. Louisa relates, Jesus, you moan and fall under the cross. The soldiers fear that you may die under the weight of so many martyrdoms and from the shedding of so much blood. In spite of this, with lashes and kicks, they barely manage to force you back to your feet. And you offer reparation for repeated falls into sin, for mortal sins committed by all classes of people. And you pray for the upstanding sinners while shedding tears of blood for their conversion. My love, you are crushed, and as I follow you in your reparations, I see that you stagger under the enormous weight of the cross. You shiver from head to toe. At the continuous shoving, the thorns penetrate more and more into your most sacred head. The cross, with its heavy weight, digs into your shoulder to the extent of forming a wound so deep it exposes your bones. With every step, it seems as you die. Although you aren't able to walk further, your love, which can do all things, gives you strength. As you feel the cross dig into your shoulder, you make reparation for hidden sins, for those which reparation has not yet been offered, and that increase the bitterness of your convulsions. Beloved Jesus, let me place my shoulder under the cross to comfort you and offer reparation with you for all hidden sins. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, in your most holy name, and through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we offer your most precious blood to all human generations. As we say, we adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. Because of your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. The eighth station, Jesus speaks to the women of Jerusalem from the hours of the Passion and 10th hour. Louisa relates, meanwhile, your enemies, disapproving of Veronica's courageous gesture, flog you, push you, and shove you along the way. A few more steps, and again you stop, and yet under the weight of so much suffering, your love does not stop. On seeing the pious women weeping on account of your sufferings, you forget yourself and console them, saying, daughters, do not weep over my sufferings, but weep over your sins and over those of your children. What a sublime teaching. How sweet your word is. O Jesus, with you I offer reparation for our lack of charity, and I ask you for the grace to make me forget myself and remember only your interests. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, in your most holy name, and through the intercession of Blessed Virgin Mary, we offer your most precious blood to all human generations, and we say, we adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. Because of your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. The ninth station, Jesus falls the third time, from the hours of the Passion and 10 a.m. hour. Louisa relates, on hearing you speak, your enemies become enraged, and with the ropes they yank you, and they push you, and they such rage that you fall down. As you fall, you bang against the stones. The weight of the cross crushes you. You feel yourself dying. Let me sustain you and protect your most sacred face with my hands. I see you touch the ground and gasp in your own blood. But your enemies want to make you stand. So again, they yank you with the ropes, pull you up by your hair, kick you. But you, no avail. You are dying, my sweet Jesus. What sorrow. My heart breaks with grief. Almost dragging you, they take you up to Mount Calvary. As they drag you, I hear you make reparations for all offenses of souls consecrated to you. The weight upon you so much that no matter how hard you try to stand, you cannot. And so, dragged and trampled on, you reach Calvary, leaving behind the red traces of your precious blood. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, in your most holy name, and through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we offer you most precious blood to all human generations as we say, we adore you, Christ, and we bless you. Because of your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. The tenth station, Jesus is despoiled of his garments, from the hours of the Passion, 10 a.m. hour. Louisa relates, Jesus, here new sufferings await you. They strip you again, tearing off both your garments and the crown of thorns. Oh, in the feeling of the thorns being torn out from inside your head, you groan. As they tear off your garment, they also tear your lacerated flesh that had adhered to it. The wounds rip open, your blood flows to the ground in torrents, and the pain is so overwhelming that you almost collapse dead. But nobody is moved to feel any compassion for you, my love. On the contrary, with beast-style fury, they force the crown of thorns on you again. They beat them into your head, and the lacerations and the tearing of your hair clotted in your coagulated blood causing you such intense pain that only the angels can convey what you endure. And the angels, horrified, turn their heavenly gaze away from you and weep. My despoiled Jesus, allow me to hold you at my heart, to warm you as I see you are shivering with the icy mortal sweat pervades your most sacred humanity. How I long to give you my life, my blood, to take the place of your blood that you have lost in exchange for my life. And, straining to look at me with languishing and dying eyes, you seem to say to me, my child, how much souls cost me? This is the place where I wait souls in order to save them. I want to offer reparation for the sins of those who degrade themselves to a state lower than beasts, so that obscenely offend me that they reach the point of not being able to live without committing sins. Their minds are blinded, and they sin unbridledly. This is why they crown me with thorns for the third time. In being despoiled of my garments, I offer reparation for those who wear extravagant and indecent clothing, for sins against modesty, and for those who are bound to riches, honors, and pleasures that their hearts make gods of them. Oh yes, each one of these offenses is a death I endure. And if I do not die, it's because the will of my eternal Father has not yet decreed the moment of my death. Jesus, you are stripped of your garments, my love. While I offer reparation with you, I beg you to strip me of everything with your most sacred hands. Do not allow any bad affections enter my heart. Watch over it. Surround it with your sorrows and fill me with your love. May my life be a complete repetition of your life. Strengthen my desire to spoil myself with your blessings. Bless me from your heart and grant me the strength to be present at your sorrowful crucifixion so that I may remain crucified with you. Let us pray. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in your most holy name, and through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we offer your most precious blood to all generations, and we say, we adore you, Christ, and we bless you. Because of your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. The 11th station, Jesus is nailed to the cross, from the hours of the Passion, the 11 a.m. hour. Louisa relates, my beloved Jesus, you look at the cross that your enemies are preparing for you. You hear the blows of the hammer of your executioners who are forming holes to which they are driving the nails. And your heart beats more and more vehemently and contracts with exultation. As you yearn to lay yourself upon this bed of pain and seal it with your death for the salvation of our souls, I hear you say, beloved cross, my love, my precious bed, You are my martyrdom in life, and now you are my rest. Please, O cross, receive me into your arms without delay. I eagerly await you. Holy cross, through you I will accomplish all. O cross, hurry. Fulfill my ardent desires of offering my life to souls. I wish to seal their redemption by means of you, O cross. O delay no longer, as I earnestly long to extend myself upon you and open the gates of heaven to all my children. You extend yourself on the cross, looking with so much love and sweetness at your executioners. Hold them who hold in their hands the nails that will crucify you. I kiss your beloved right hand, my beloved Jesus, and I unite myself to your passion. I adore you. I thank you for myself and for all. I entreat you to deliver in this moment from eternal damnation many souls as there are blows you will receive. Left hand of my beloved Jesus, I kiss you. I unite myself to your passion. I adore you. And I thank you. I ask that you grant me this moment that many souls may be released from purgatory and make their flight to heaven. Blessed feet of my beloved Jesus, I unite myself to your passion. I kiss you, I adore you, and I thank you. I entreat you, enclose all souls in your sacred wounds. Beloved Jesus, I embrace your heart. I unite myself to your passion. I kiss you, I adore you, and I thank you for myself and for all souls. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, in your most holy name, and through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we offer your most precious blood to all human generations, and we say, we adore you, Christ, and we bless you. Because of your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. The 12th station, Jesus dies on the cross, from the hours of the Passion at 2 p.m. hour. Louisa relates, my crucified, dying Jesus, you are about to take your last breaths of your mortal life. Rigor mortis has already set into your most sacred humanity, and it seems that your heart has stopped beating. I cling to your feet with Magdalene, and if I could, I would give my life to revive you. From the cross, you look around as if wanting to give your last goodbye to all. You look at your dying mother, who no longer moves or speaks on account of her great sorrows. And you say to her, goodbye, dear mother. I am leaving, but I will keep you in my heart. Take care of our children. You look at weeping Magdalene and faithful John with your eyes, and you say to them, goodbye. You gaze upon your enemies with love, and with your eyes you say to them, I forgive you. I give you the kiss of peace. Nothing escapes your gaze. You bid farewell to everyone, and you pardon everyone. And gathering all your strength, with a loud, thunderous voice, you cry out, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. And bowing your head, you breathe your last. Oh, my Jesus, grant me the grace to die completely in your love and in your will. I ask that you never permit me, either in life or in death, to go out of your most holy will. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, in your most holy name, and through the intercession of Blessed Virgin Mary, we offer your precious blood to all human generations, and we say, we adore you, Christ, and we bless you. Because of your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. 13th station, Jesus is taken down from the cross, from the hours of the Passion at 2 p.m. hour. Louisa relates, Oh my Jesus, after your most harrowing and sorrowful death, I do not believe I should be free to live my own life. Rather, I ought to discover my life in your wounded heart. and all that which I must do, I shall always do by drawing grace from this sacred heart of yours. No longer will I give life to my own will, and should my own will demand life, I will draw such life from your most holy will. And behold, they are ready prepared to take you down from the cross. So I, having fused myself completely in you, accompany your dear disciples who have left their places to come here and remove the nails from your most sacred feet. And as I remove the nails from your feet with them, I beseech you to nail my entire being to you. Jesus, after they have disposed you from the cross, please, the first one to receive you in her lap is your sorrowful mother, and within her arms your pierced head gently rests. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, in your most holy name, and through the intercession of Blessed Virgin Mary, we offer your most precious blood to all generations, and we say, we adore you, Christ, and we bless you. Because of your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. The 14th station, Jesus is laid in the tomb from the hours of the Passion, the 4 p.m. hour. Louisa relates, my sorrowful mother, I see that you dispose yourself for the final sacrifice of having to bury the lifeless body of your son, Jesus. Perfectly resigned to the will of God, you accompany him and place him in the sepulcher with your own hands. Sorrowful mother, I see that those around you want to close the sepulcher, so you hasten your step, whence you quickly take Jesus' hands between yours and kiss them, and you press them to your heart, and fusing your hands in his, you fuse yourself into every pain and wounds of those sacred hands. O grieving mother, I see you give your last goodbye to Jesus' pierced heart. Here you pause. That is the last blow of sorrow your motherly heart will receive. You embrace him, and you allow the sepulchre stone to close him in. My sorrowful mother, just as you fuse yourself in Jesus, so fuse my entire being in him and empty me of everything, so that Jesus' entire being may be fused in me. May you begin to carry out your maternal office that Jesus has given you on the cross with me. With your motherly heart, raise me up from my extreme unworthiness, and in your own hands, enclose my entire being in Jesus. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, in your most holy name, and through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we offer your most precious blood to all human generations, as we say, we adore you, Christ, and we bless you. Because of your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. The closing prayer. O my Jesus, not one act escapes you that does not keep me present, and which does not have the intention of doing me a special good. So I beseech you that your passion always be in my mind, in my heart, in my gazes, in my steps, and in my pains, so that wherever I turn, inside or outside of myself, I may always find you present in me. And may you grant me the grace of never forgetting what you have endured and suffered for me. May this be the magnet which, drawing my whole being in you, keeps me from distancing myself from you again. Amen. To gain indulgences attached to the Stations of the Cross, one may recite for the intentions of the Holy Roman Pontiff, one Our Father, a Hail Mary, and a Glory Be.